You're listening to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online at WQCS.org. I'm Tiffany Termini. Summer is almost over and kids will soon be going back to school. Florida law requires kids who are entering kindergarten or seventh grade to be up to date on their immunizations. The Florida Department of Health in Martin County is having a free immunization clinic for students entering seventh grade this Saturday, August 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Public Information Officer Renee Rouse stresses how important vaccines are to public health.
Vaccines are really the best protection against viruses and these diseases. We haven't seen a lot of these diseases in recent times. However, there have been some upticks in pertussis and so on. You've probably heard around the country. But, you know, these are preventable. Vaccines are safe. And it really is the most effective way to protect health.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, vaccines are necessary to prevent diseases from forming and spreading. Vaccines work by injecting a weak strain of a disease into a person's body. The body produces antibodies to fight off the infection, creating immunity to the disease. However, vaccines don't only contain the unwanted virus. Some have other ingredients, such as formaldehyde and thimerosal, which is derived from mercury. For one local mother and chiropractor, Dr. Nicole Townsley, this is concerning.
Mercury poisoning has a long list of side effects and issues that has been associated with autism and things like that, and I'd just rather not take that risk.
She has a 10-month-old son who has never been immunized. In fact, he's the fifth generation in her family who hasn't been. Registered nurse Maureen Ryan is the assistant nursing director for the Florida Department of Health in Martin County.
There aren't any credible studies that link vaccines and autism.
According to the CDC website, the use of thimerosal has been eliminated in vaccines, with the exception of one form of the DTaP and three forms of the flu vaccine. Ryan says vaccines are safe and the side effects are few.
It depends on the child. Sometimes the child may be a little fussy after immunizations. It just depends. They may run a slight low-grade fever. But for the most part, children do very well.
The recent resurgence of some vaccine-preventable childhood diseases have resulted in deaths. Nonetheless, Dr. Townsley believes chiropractic care is the alternative. She says the risks associated with vaccines outweigh the benefits and that they're not necessary for her family's overall health.
We're healthier, as unhealthy as any other family. You know, obviously, I get sick every once in a while. We do encounter diseases, but there's been nobody in my family who has had measles or mumps or rubella or Spanish flu or anything like that.
But going back to Florida statute, children must be immunized before going to school. Ryan says parents must submit a form called the 680 form, proving their kids have had the required immunizations when entering kindergarten or seventh grade.
What it is just a form that lists all the dates of the immunizations and whether or not they are eligible for going into kindergarten with their immunizations or into seventh grade. So it's a form that the state requires to be at the school.
For parents like Dr. Townsley who prefer not to immunize their children, there's an exemption form that can be completed.
And that's how I was going through school without having to get vaccines. And a lot of people think that they have to being in public school, but it's a simple form that you fill out at the health department, and that's all that you need.
If you want to know which immunizations are recommended for your child, talk to your child's primary physician. The Florida Department of Health in Martin County will have a free immunization clinic for students entering the seventh grade this Saturday, August 9th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Stewart. The Merritt Chiropractic Office will hold a Natural Health for Children discussion on Saturday, August 30th at 2:30 p.m. in Stewart to talk about other ways to keep kids healthy. Find out more on our website, WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, I'm Tiffany Termini.